Business Growth Talks podcast is created and hosted by Mark Haywood. In this show, we talk about how to grow a business in the growth stage. The growth stage is often marked by rapid developments, increased revenue, and an escalating customer base. In each episode, we talk to entrepreneurs and business owners who have grown businesses, and we cover topics like scaling processes, market expansion, financial management, human resource and talent development, and customer retention. If you are looking for actionable advice, tips, and techniques on how to grow, run, and build your business, this is the podcast for you.
Welcome to Business Growth Talks. Have you ever wondered what advice you'd give to your younger self? Imagine harnessing the wisdom of 40 years and sending it back to when you were 20. What would you say? From the true value of time and the secrets to financial freedom, to the art of embracing failure and the pursuit of what truly makes a heartbeat faster. Join us today on Business Growth Talks as we unravel the lessons that life teaches us when with clarity and hindsight, in lessons from 40, wisdom I wish I'd known at 20. Discover the insights that can transform not just the way you view your past, but how you live your future. Whether you're nearly 20, or you've hit 40, or somewhere in between, it's never too late or too early to learn the lessons that life has to offer. Let's dive into that wisdom together. If you are enjoying this content today, please do consider subscribing. I would really appreciate it, and it does great things for the channel. So thank you so much. Right, let's start. Life is a journey paved with lessons learned and insights gained. As we stand at the crossroads of 40, we look back on the wisdom we wish we knew when we were 20. And in these different areas, these different chapters, I'm going to be talking about enlightenment and reflection. The first section I want to talk about is the value of time. At 20 years old, days stretch out endlessly, a horizon without no end. But by 40, each tick of the clock is a precious commodity. We've learnt the harsh truths that sometimes squandering time is not just lost, but stolen from our potential futures. Investing that time wisely isn't just about productivity. It's about cherishing those moments with loved ones, pursuing self-improvement, and taking steps towards our dreams every day. Time is the biggest commodity that you have. You should honor it. You should protect it. You should make it one of the biggest things that is the driving force for what you have. Because when you get to 40, you realize that you don't have as much time as you had when you were 20. Chapter 2, Financial Wisdom. The allure of the immediate gratification, which often overshadows the importance of financial planning when you're younger. At 40, the perspective shifts dramatically. We understand that a dollar saved is not just a dollar earned, it's a step towards financial freedom. Smart investing, understanding the power of compound interest, and avoiding debt traps from pillars of security that allow you to have real choice in the future. The art of failure. The sting of failure at 20 can feel like it's catastrophic into the whole of the world. Yet with the grace of age, we see each failure as a masterclass in resilience. The most profound growth often comes from the greatest defeats. We learn to reframe failure not just as a mark of shame, but as a catalyst for change, driving us towards unexpected pathways and successes. Failure is something we have to embrace. These things are ideas in technology of failing fast and moving forward is so important. So if you do mess up, get on and start again and do it right the second time. One of the biggest problems is failing multiple times. So you have to be super careful about that, of failing multiple times at one thing. That's your mistake. You haven't learned from your errors. Relationships and connections. Youth can blind us with the pursuit of quantity over quality in our relationships. At 40, the depth of true relationships and true connection becomes glaringly apparent. Relationships nourished with effort, empathy, and genuine communication become our lifelines. We also learn the courage to be able to step forward from those that drain us, understanding that the emotional well-being is paramount. the pursuit of passion. In the rush to secure a stable future, our passions often get sidelined in our 20s. However, by 40, we've learned that following our passion is a detour, but it's not a detour, but it's a direct path to fulfilling life. Whether it's a career shift, a hobby turned side hustle, or simply dedicating time to what makes our soul sing, embracing our passion is essential for lasting happiness. Health is wealth. The invulnerability we feel at 20 years old can lead us to neglect our health. As we age, when the reality becomes clear, our health is one of our most valuable assets. Proper nutrition, regular exercise, and mental health care are not luxuries, but necessities. A healthy lifestyle is the bedrock upon which we would be able to build a capable and enjoying our other successes. At 40, you have to start thinking that you are going to get to 60 to 80 to 100. Therefore, health is so important. But health is eating right. Health is sleeping right. Health is eating the right foods and doing exercise and being able to create that atmosphere that your health is paramount to your success. Your longevity is what we're really talking about. Longevity of career, business, or just life with friends and family. The last point I wanted to make before we get to the closing points is, at 40, you still have time. One of the most liberating lessons learned by 40 is the understanding that it's never too late. Too often we are shackled by the belief that our best years are behind us or that certain pathways are now closed. The truth is, life is a series of beginnings. Every day presents a new opportunity to learn, to grow, and to embark on new adventures. Whether you're turning 20 or 40, the horizon of possibilities is always vast. Closing thoughts. As we navigate from the spirited dawn of youth to the reflective afternoon of life in your 40s, the lessons we gather are not just for us, but for those who walk the path behind us. Sharing our wisdom is a bridge between generations, a gift of insight and encouragement. Thank you so much today for joining me on this sort of introspective journey that we've been thinking about. But let's just remember that planting of trees is the best thing you can do decades ago. But the second best thing is to plant the trees now. Here are the lessons that we've learned. And there are so many areas that I could go into, but these are the most important things that I wanted to talk about with you today. So please, if you've enjoyed that content, please do give it a like. Would really appreciate a thumbs up and add any comments below. Is there anything that I've missed? Is there anything that you would like me to have included in this video about what you've learned at 40 that you wish you'd known at 20? And please do consider subscribing to the channel, and then you won't miss a single episode. Thank you very much for your time and have a great day, and on to the next one.
Thank you for listening to Business Growth Talks. This podcast is released every Monday, so don't miss an episode by subscribing to all podcast platforms, including Apple and Spotify. Have a great day.